Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, you did and still have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make after thy will, while I am waiting, you did and still have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Search me and try me, Savior, today. Wash me just now, Lord. Wash me just now. As in thy presence, humbly I bow. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Wounded and weary, help me, I pray. Power, all power, surely is thine. Touch me and heal me, O Savior divine. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Hold over my being absolute sway. Fill with thy spirit till all shall see Christ only always living in me. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many blessings. We thank you for another day that you have made. Thank you for life today. Thank you for help today. Thank you for strength, and God, and thank you for allowing us to rise this morning with our right mind. We thank you for being a God of mercy. We thank you for being a God of love. We thank you for being a God of favor. And we God, thank you, God, for being a God of victory. There is no one else that's like you, Lord. And so we declare this morning that we yield to your will and we submit to your ways and we submit to your authority. Have thy own way, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the lives of your people, in the lives of this nation, and in the lives of this world right now, God. There's no other place that we can turn to, but God, turn to our rock, the rock of our salvation. Though we may be living in perilous and trialsome times, Lord, you have been the same. You have remained the same since the beginning of time, God. And so we put our hope and we put our faith and we put our trust yet in you, God, for another day, God. For this is the day that the Lord hath made. We rejoice even now, God, because you have made this day, God. You have ordained this day, God, and you knew that this day was coming, God, this great and wonderful day that you have made. So we put our hope and we put our trust and we put our faith, oh God, in you, God. So, God, it does not seem like you hear our cries and that you hear our petitions, God. But we won't turn from you. We won't turn our backs to you, God. But as your word has told us, God, we will move forward, God. We will speak those things that are not as though they were, God. And we will declare your greatness in this earth today. We will declare your greatness in this earth tomorrow. And we will declare your greatness in this earth forevermore, God. Because you are the God that is in control, Lord. You are the one that told the sun to rise, God. And it shall rise this morning, Lord. You are the one that put the moon into its place, God. And it will rise later on this evening, God. You are the one that spoke nothing into existence, God. And so, God, when there is nothing in our lives, God, that's an opportunity for you to speak life into us, God. And so we ask right now, Lord, that you will speak life into us for this day. God, we need you to order our footsteps. We need you to lead, guide, and direct us. We need you to order us and shape us and mold us, God. For you are the potter, Lord. We are the clay. Make us into the vessels that you desire for us to be. Make us into the vessels that will worship you and praise you. Make us into the vessels, oh God, that will give you the honor and the glory, that will make you proud and make you glorious, God, that will make your name great in this wonderful and great earth that you have created, God. Make us into the vessels that you need for us to be a witness to someone that is lost. To let them know that Jesus still saves. To let them know that there is still a light and that there is still a balm in Gilead. Let them know, God, that there is still hope. Let us be, oh God, the light, God, to shine in this dark and dreary world today. Tomorrow is not promised, Lord. But we give you all of our glory, God, for today, for this day that you have made. And we ask that you will lead us and guide us and direct us throughout this day, God. As we continue to remain steadfast in you, as we remember, I mean, as we remain and continue, God, to keep our eyes and our hearts and our hearts and our souls focused in on you in the name of Jesus. For you are the God of our salvation. God, you are a rock in a weary land. You are a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, God, you are who we want to be, God. We are made in your image, God. And we want to respect you in every capacity, in every way, in every opportunity, Lord. Shape us and mold us, God, and allow your spirit to shine bright in us today. We cast all of our cares upon you because your word tells us that you care for us. You can handle our petitions. You can handle our cries. But God, we don't need the mourner. We don't need the cry today because you have already given us the way that we should go. You told us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart. And lead not into our own understanding. And all of our ways acknowledge you, and you shall direct our pathway. That means, God, if we trust you in every area of our lives, we trust you in our relationship, trust you, God. In our relationship, God, trust you. In our finances, God, trust you. In our ministry, God, trust you. When we come and when we go, if we just put our trust and our hope in you, and not lean into our own understanding. But God, in everything, acknowledge that you are God, that you are in control, that you are sovereign, that you are the rock, that you are the same, God, that you have never changed, that you are still in control, God, then you will order our footsteps, and nothing will come upon us unaware. Nothing will come upon us and be able to overtake us. Nothing will come against us, God, that will be able to destroy us. For our God is an awesome God. He's a mighty wonder. He's a rock. Oh, he's a shelter in the time of storm. He is, oh God, Alpha and Omega. Our God is the beginning and the end. Our God is the great I am. He can fill any capacity. He's a doctor in the sick room. Our God is a lawyer in the courtroom. Our God is a mother to the motherless. Our God is a father to the fatherless. Our God is the bomb in Gilead. I'm talking about the God that I serve. Our God is everything that we need and more. And so we rest in you this morning, and we declare, God, for you to have your way. Let your will be done, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your will be done even now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your will be done, Lord, in the name of Jesus. For we understand that you are soon to come. There is wickedness in high places throughout the land. There is wickedness, oh God, even in the pulpits throughout the land. There is wickedness throughout the world, God, in the name of Jesus. And we only can look to you. Let us not look to men for our salvation. Let us not look to men for our salvation and our hope. But let us look to the God of our salvation, the one who wiped us clean, the one who turned us around and placed our feet on solid ground. Let us turn and look to the one that made us over again, that cast all of our sins into a sea of forgiveness and remembers them no more. Help us to turn to the one that picked us up and turned our lives around and made us a new creation, God, and told us that old things are passed away and the whole old things are become new. Let us look to a God that never fails, the God that saved Israel from bondage and captivity in Egypt, the God who parted the Red Sea and allowed his people to cross over in on dry land, the God who conquered Jerusalem and conquered Canaan so that his people could enter into his promised land, the one, the God who separated the other river, the other sea, that the children of Israel had to cross over the Jordan River. Thank you, Holy Spirit, the one, God, who made ways out of no way, who always kept his people, God, and protected his people throughout biblical days. The one who made us to be temples so that his spirit can dwell in. That's who we rely upon today. That's who we put our hearts focused on today. That's who we put our eyes on this morning. The one that is able to present us faultless. The one who's able to, oh God, keep us from falling. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. The one who breathed from the four corners of the world and breathed life into these dead, oh God, bodies that were just shaped and molded in death. Lord, you're the one who breathed life into us, oh God, in a pot and put your spirit inside of us so that we can be temples of the Holy Spirit no longer. But you have to dwell into a temple, oh God, that was made by the hands of man, the hands of man. But now you've come and rent the veil in twain. So you don't have to come to the priest anymore, but we can come boldly to you, Lord. Wherever we may find ourselves at, in a place of desperation, in a place of hopelessness, in a place of despair, we can look to the rock. We can come boldly before your throne of grace and cry out, Our Father! Hear our pleas, hear our cries, hear our petitions, hear our beckoning calls. We can go to you, the God who sits high and looks low, the God that told us that we can call upon you and that if there is a guarantee that you will answer us. And not only will you, there is a guarantee that you will answer us, but that you will show us great and mighty things which we know it not. We turn to you. On this Wednesday, God, the day that the Lord hath made, and we look for you to be everything that we need for you to be today. Breathe into us even now, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, pour out your spirit upon us even now, God. because we can't make it in this day without your anointing. You said in your word, but ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Oh, God, if this is not the day that we need you to pour out your spirit upon all flesh, oh, God, today is the day, God. We can't make it without you. Your people cannot make it without you today, because when we go without without looking to you first, when we go and make decisions without seeking you first, Lord, we make foolish decisions. Our decisions are destructive. Our decisions are careless. And we need to learn, God, to trust in the Lord with all of our heart. We need to learn to seek you first and your righteousness, Lord, so that you will add everything that we need unto us. Lord, help us today to put our hope and our faith and our trust in you, because you are the only answer for a dying world today. I pray for this nation, Lord. I pray from the top to the bottom, Lord, for this nation, a nation of desperation, a nation, God, of chaos right now, a nation that has lost its way. I pray, God, and I have no weariness. I have no fretfulness. I have no concern for the day, Lord, because I am reminded that my God is still in control. So I pray for the nation, Lord. I pray for the White House, Lord. I pray for salvation in the White House, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for salvation, God, on Congress, on Capitol Hill, God. Save in the Senate, Lord. Save in the House of Representatives, Lord. Save, oh God, in the county offices. Save in the mayoral offices, Lord. Save, oh God, on the police force, Lord. Save across the land, God. Save in the church houses, Lord, today. Save on the streets, Lord, today. Save on our jobs today. We need salvation, God, and only you can bring about salvation. So, God, we seek you first, that you will lead your people, God, today, that we will stand stronger even more, that we will stand tall even more, God, today, oh, God, that we may let our light shine, to let the world know that there is still someone that is in control. And his name is God our Father. His name is Jesus the Christ. His name is the sweet Holy Spirit. Our God is still sitting and reigning on the throne. So lead us and guide us today. Give us a spirit of praise today. Because it's just showing, God, today, oh God, that you are still in control and that you are soon to come. For we were not meant to be on this world, in this earth forever. This is not our home. This is not ours. This is just a temporary dwelling place. And so, Lord, we look to you that you will do just as you said that you would do in your word. For you have thoughts of peace towards us, not of evil, to give us an expected end. This is just a process to bring us towards our expected end. But you know the way that we should take. You know the path that we should go. And so we don't fret. We don't doubt you. We don't, oh God, doubt you today. We don't doubt you today. But we know, God, that you're in full control. I pray for this meeting that we're in, that the spirit of revival will continue to break forth in the lives of your people. Bishop Whitehead spoke yesterday about standing, God, standing, oh God, in spite of perilous times, about standing, that there need to be men standing, God, so that the devil won't be able to take control of our houses. So I pray for fathers, Lord, today. I pray for men today that we'll take our rightful place in this world, in our homes, in our families, God, on our jobs, that we'll take our rightful positions, oh God, and be the head and not the tail, Lord. Oh God, so that the devil won't continue to be able to destroy our families, Lord, so that the enemy won't be able to continue to destroy our little boys and our little girls, Lord, so that the devil won't be able to continue to destroy our relationships, Lord. I pray for the men, Lord, today, that you would save us, Lord, that you would sanctify us, Lord, and that you will fill us with your Holy Spirit, that we may not lean unto our own understanding, God, but that we will yield to you, that we will submit to you, that we will succumb to your will, that we will say yes to your will, Lord, and that we will say yes to your way, God. I pray for little boys, oh God, that they may have role models in the home, God, fathers and men in the home, God, oh God, that may be able to show them how to be young little men. Oh God. God, and that we may show young little girls what a man should, what a man acts like, Lord, and how a man loves, and how a man protects as well. I pray for the men, God, that we will rise up and take our rightful place in the homes and in every place that we are at. I pray for the women, God. Thank you for their perseverance. Thank you for their courage. Thank you for their continual faithfulness and commitment, Lord, to the family. I pray that you would bless them, God, that they won't have to play dual roles, Lord. But, God, that a man will stand up in their lives, God, and that they will remember, God, that you are what they need. When there is a man missing, God, you are that, yet that man. You are yet that rock. You are yet that foundation, Lord. So I pray for women. I pray for wives everywhere, Lord. Oh, God, give them the heart to pray. Give them the mind to pray for their husbands, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, he that finds a wife finds a good thing and obtain his favor, Lord. I thank you, oh, God, for allowing me to see and meet the right woman, God, to bring me favor, oh, God, and to do a good thing. God, I thank you, oh, God, for a strong wife that prays for me, oh, God, and a mother that prays for me as well. God, I thank you, God, for giving me the ability to move forward, to be who I need to be, for the people that you have placed in my life, the women that you have placed in my life, Lord. Help me to be, as a man, to be a vessel, God, that they can follow after, Lord. It's a reciprocal thing, God. When we sow into one another, God, we build one another up and we play the roles that you have given us to play, God, so that we will be a strong unit, Lord, in every capacity, in every way, God. We pray for the family, Lord, today. We pray for the single mothers in the homes today and the single fathers in the homes today. Send them the resources that they need, God. Oh, God, to be successful and to be a strong unit even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let there be no lack, Lord, for your people, God. Let there be no lack, Lord. Help us and provide all the needs, God, that we need. God, that we may continue to trust in you, that we may continue to look to you, that we may continue to keep our faith and our hope in you today. I pray for strength, Lord, even now. For the single mother, the single father, the single parent homes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, let your will be done. Have thine own way, Lord. But God, give them hope. Give them assurance, Lord. Give them, oh God, the ability to know that everything, Lord, will work out all right. Lord, I'm an example. I'm a fruit, God, from a home that was a single parent home, Lord. I'm an example to let them know, remind them, Lord, that you can work all things together for their good. Help them, God, not to lean to their own understanding and not to fight this fight with their own power, with their own might, but to trust in you, Lord. For you are able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. But it's according to the power, Lord, that works within us. I pray for our children, Lord, today. They are under attack, Lord. Wickedness, Lord, in the schools, Lord, that is trying to impress upon them things that are ungodly and that are unseemly. But God, we have placed a word in them, Lord. And God, if we have not given us the ability, Lord, to place the word into them, that when these things stir up and come around them, Lord, that your word will be a lamp unto their feet and that your word will be a light unto their pathways in the name of Jesus. You told us in your word that yea, though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we don't have to fear any evil, so we won't be going through places where we know, God, that the enemy is there to try to steal, kill, and to destroy. But, God, let the word spring up in them even now, Lord, to let them know, God, that you will be with them, God, even through perilous times when the world seems to be against them, Lord, and shall reveal themselves to be against them, Lord, that they can continue to look to you, that they won't become weary and well-doing. I pray that you will cover our children even now, Lord. Cover them in your blood, Lord God. Let angels encamp round about them as they return to school today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. As they return back to school, God, let your blood saturate them now and to reassure them, God, that you are their rock and that you are everything that they need and more. I pray for the anointing to fall afresh on the family unit, Lord, today. We need you to breathe life. We need you to breathe hope. We need you to encourage, and we need you to strengthen, Lord, today. And make the family unit tighter, Lord, that we will be what we need to be, and that we may be building, that we may build one another up and encourage, Lord, the people today. I pray, Lord, for our presiding bishop. I pray for the general board. I pray for every bishop, every leader across the nation. I pray for every pastor, Lord, across the nation, that we will stand and take our rightful place as spiritual leaders of our flocks. God, let us not lean into our own understanding. Let us not go in our own power and on our own right. Let us not, God, fall back into our old ways and our old habits, but in all our ways, give us to acknowledge you, Lord, because we need a word from you. We need a word to give to the people, Lord, today. We need a word to encourage the people of God today. So I pray for our presiding bishop. I pray for those that are caring right now before you, Lord. Those that are willing to pray. Those that are willing to seek your face. Those that are willing to yield upon you. Yield and lean to you, God, this morning. Oh, God, to pray, God, that a fallow ground be broken up. Those that are praying even now, God. Oh, God, so the environment can be set, God. That miracles, signs, and wonders can be performed during this meeting and across the nation, Lord, today. I pray for each and every prayer warrior, God, that's on their knees right now, God, that's calling upon you, God, so that your will might be done in our lives and in the lives of this nation. Rise up, oh God, the prayer warriors even now. Rise up the mourning women, God, even now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Rise up that man that prays, oh God, faithfully, God, committed to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Cry out. Help us to cry out to you even now. Cry out, oh Zion, that God's will be done in the lives of the people. Cry out right now in the name of Jesus that the God of our salvation will show himself mighty and show himself strong on behalf of your people. I pray for churches across the nation. I pray for ministry to be performed across the nation. I pray, God, that you reveal spiritual wickedness in high places. Open up our eyes that we might see, God. Give us spirits of discernment, a spirit of discernment, because there's not one more than one spirit, Lord, that we need, Lord. There is only one spirit, Lord. So rise up the spirit of discernment in us, God, that we may see. Oh, God, that we may see and behold your greatness. That we may see and behold the things that you have in store for us. That we may see, God, you, God, in the beauty of holiness, Lord, stir up in us the spirit of discernment and the spirit of revival, even now, God. To not walk around with hung down heads, but to walk in victory, Lord, today, knowing, God, that you are in full control. I pray, Lord, for my bishop, Bishop Ted Thomas. I pray that you would strengthen him and guide him and lead him and direct him, Lord. Grant him strength. Grant him wisdom. Grant him favor, God, even now. Let his latter years be greater than his former years, God. In the name of Jesus, and give me the ability to undergird him and to uphold his arms, Lord, and to continue to speak life into him, God, and to continue to pray for him and to encourage him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And let it not just be me, because you said one can set 1,000 to flight, but two can set 10,000 to flight. So God, help me to lock arms with someone else that's willing to pray for my leader and to pray for leadership. And then let us lock on to another person, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that's willing to pray for leadership and not to tear leadership down. Give us the pray, Lord, today for our leaders, Lord, that you will keep them, Lord, in perfect peace, God, and that their minds remain stayed on you. We pray for Mother Rivers, Lord. We pray for the Hunt family, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the Whitehead family, Lord, today. That you would encourage them, God. That you would help them to stand, Lord, even yet now, Lord. That you would encourage them the more, God, and breathe life into them, even though their hearts are discouraged, Lord, today. Their hearts are hurting for their loss, Lord. for God to be absent from the body is to be present with you. And so we thank you because that is our final destination as well. We have not been placed on this earth to remain here forever. All of our times will come. But God, reassure them, Lord, that our hope, God, is to see when that trumpet sounds. And God, you come with that in the bright morning sky. Oh, God, that when the trumpet sounds, they'll be caught up, and, Lord, we'll meet each other in the air. That is our hope, Lord, today. That is our desire. So we pray for the Hunt and the Whitehead family, Lord, today. I pray for each and every member of the Great Northern District, Lord, the pastors. As I usually do, Lord, I call out the name of Superintendent Tony H. Campbell. I call out the name of Assistant Superintendent Eddie Pruitt, Pastor Kenneth Hackett, Lord, and Pastor Floyd Hall. Pastor Ray Satterfield, Lord, and Pastor Wayne Cream. Pastor God, Andy Cork. Pastor Clifton Cooley. Pastor William Cornick, Lord, and Pastor Lawrence Clyett. I pray for each and every pastor in each and every church, Lord, in the Great Northern District. I call on the name of Pastor Samuel Metcalf, Pastor Herschel Chenault, and Pastor Brian Dean Jones. God, my brothers, oh God, in the gospel in that area, Lord, help us and give us the ability to take our areas by storm, that we may take the city, God, that we may take Woodbridge, and that we may take Manassas, that we may take Dumfries, Lord, that we may take Alexandria and Fredericksburg, Lord, and Stafford and Triangle and Dumfries, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that your will might be done, and that we may spread the good news of Jesus and let everyone know that Jesus still saves. Give us, oh God, the audacity to be bold witnesses for you, Lord, today. And I thank you because you've given us that ability, you've given us that power. I pray for each and every member of Praise Center, Church of God in Christ, that tribe, God, that you have given me charge over. I thank you, God, for the opportunity to serve. I thank you, God, for the opportunity to lead and to be led by you. And so I pray for Lady Olinda McCallum, that you would bless her and keep her. I pray for Sister Diamond Star, God, that you would turn this situation around that she's facing, God. And let it work together for her good. Help her to continue to look to you, God, the rock of her salvation. Help her to look to you, God, because you are the way maker, Lord. You are the way, the one that makes the way. You're the one that makes crooked ways straight. So, God, help her to look to you. I pray for Eric McCown, Lord. Thank you for stirring up in him the desire to tune into the Holy Convocation, though he's in school, Lord, today. Thank you, God, today. Oh, God, let the words that we have placed in him rise up into him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray for Crystal McCown, the little Aaron McCown, Lord, that you will watch over them and keep them this day, Lord, as they return to school in the name of Jesus. I pray for Mother Emily Ladine McCown. Thank you for her faithfulness. Thank you for her steadfastness. Thank you for her prayers, God, and I pray that you would turn it all back unto her, God. Bless her and keep her today is my prayer, Lord. Pray for her this morning, Missionary Myrna Howard and Missionary Lysandra Miller, Lord, the petitions that they had before you on behalf of their families, Lord. We pray that you would grant them, Lord, speak even now, God. Oh, God, to this family, save God today. In the families, Lord, heal and deliver, Lord, today. In the families, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray for Deanne Graham, Brother Renix Graham. I often forget their names, Lord, to mention their names in prayer, but they are, God, not only prayer partners, Lord, but they are partners in the ministry, Lord, members of Praise Center. They are external, God, but they faithfully remain committed to this ministry, and I pray for them that you would bless them this morning in the city. Bless them in the field, Lord. Bless them when they come and bless them when they go, oh God, according to your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless them in every area of their lives, Lord, and bless them for their faithfulness. I pray for the culture family. Thank you for healing little Zachariah, Lord. I have not heard a report, God, but I'm speaking those things that are not as though they were. Thank you for touching his body. Thank you for making everything all right. We pray for Sister Connie Coulter and Brother Eric Coulter. We pray for little Yasmina, Lord, and little Christopher, Lord, and baby Zachariah. I pray this morning for my dear brother Larry Brown, Lord. who has taken time out, God, on several occasions to tune into our prayer. God, I don't know if he's on this morning, but I call out my brother's name this morning that you will bless him and keep him, Lord. That you'll honor him for his sacrifice and his desire, Lord, to pray. For you tell us in your word, and then also always pray. And this is a season, oh God, of prayer. You said, if my people, which have been called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, help us, God, today. To do as you have commanded us to do, to humble ourselves. Let a spirit of humility fall afresh on us, even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, a spirit of submission and a spirit to submit to you, God. Oh, God, not my will, but that thine will be done. Give us the praise. I ask that you will bless my brother today, that as he go to work and that as he go to school, God, that you will order his footsteps. That you will bless him and grant him favor even now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give him all the resources that he needs, God, to complete his education, God. Give him all the resources that he needs, God, to be victorious in this life, God. Help him, God, to remain committed and steadfast on you, Lord. And help him to keep his eyes on you. I pray for all of those that have taken time out to tune into our prayer this morning. You know their individual petitions, God, that as I have prayed corporately, Lord, you know everything that they need and more, God. You know the way that they should take. You know the way that they should go, Lord. And so, God, we put our hope and our faith and our trust in you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. There is no other help that we can really depend upon, God. But you are the one that we must rest in, Lord, today. And so, God, give us a period of rest, Lord, of peace, oh, God, in spite of the storms that may be raging all around. We believe in you, God, today. We can't lean upon anyone else but you, God. You are everything that we need and more. And so we put our hope and we put our faith and we put our trust in you, God, this day. Bless us, Lord, today. Help us to, Lord, today. Walk with us, Lord, today. And lead us throughout this day. God, there's no other place that we would want to run to. There's no other God that we can turn to today. So bless us throughout this nation, throughout this city, throughout this land. Pastors, God, leaders, oh God, men and women of God everywhere, God. Help us to look to the God of our salvation. And bless us as we have taken out time this morning to pray. You told us to seek you early in the morning while you may yet be found. And so we seek you even now, God, that your will might be done in our lives. And that your will might be done in the lives of your people. We love you, Lord, today. With all of our heart, our minds, and our souls, we love you, God, today. Because there is no other help that we know. You first loved us. And so, God, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your promises. We thank you for your power. And we thank you, God, for all that you are in our lives. Order our footsteps, Lord, today. And let your will be done. And we'll give you all the glory. We'll give you all the honor. And we'll give you all the praise. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen, and amen.